I scowled, but behind my bravado, I was terrified. I could feel power sluicing off him like water, pressing against my skin, making it crawl. It shimmered around him, making the whole chamber flicker unsteadily. He had been missing since the Aramiri raid on the House of the Risen Sun. Had he spent all that time hiding here, killing and eating godlings, making himself stronger and madder? "Saruman is dead, you monster," I said. "Didn't you hear me? The gods took her to their realm for punishment, and she deserved it. They'll find you too soon." Date stopped. His frown deepened, and he shook his head. "She isn't dead. I would know." I shuddered. So the Night Lord had been in a creative mood after all. "Then she will be, unless you mean to challenge the three now."
"I have always meant to challenge them, Lady O'Ree."
Date shook his head again, then smiled with bloody teeth. It was the first hint of his old self I had seen, but it chilled me nevertheless. He had eaten the godlings in hope of stealing their power, and it seemed he had managed to do so. But something else had gone very, very wrong. That was plain in his smile and in the emptiness of his eyes. "It is bad, very bad for a mortal to eat one of us," Lil had said. He turned, surveying his handiwork. The body seemed to please him because he laughed, the sound echoing within the space of his bubble.
"We demons are the gods' children too, are we not? Yet they have hunted us nearly to extinction. How is that right?"
I jumped at the last because he shouted it. But when he spoke again, he laughed.
"I say that if they fear us so, we should give them something to fear. Their despised, persecuted children coming to take their place." "Don't be absurd," said Shiny.
He still gripped my wrist. Through this, I felt the tension in his body. He was afraid, but along with the fear, he was angry.
"No mortal can wield a god's power. Even if you could defeat the three, the very universe would unravel under your feet." "I can create a new one," Date cried, delighted, demented. "You hid yourself within my emptiness, didn't you, Ori Shoth? Untrained, in terror, with nothing but instinct, you carved out a safer realm for yourself."
To my horror, he held his hand out as if he actually expected me to take it.
"It is why Saruman hoped to win you to our cause. I can create only this one realm, but you've already built dozens. You can help me build a world where mortals need never live in fear of their gods, where you and I will be gods in our own right, as we should be."
I stumbled back from his outstretched hand and stopped as I felt the solid curve of Date's barrier behind me. Nowhere to run.
"Your gift has existed before among our kind," said Date.
He gave up reaching for me, but watched me around Shiny's shoulder with a hunger that was almost sexual.
"It was rare, though. Even when there were hundreds of us, only Enifa's children possessed it. I need that magic, Lady O'Ree."
"What in the maelstrom are you talking about?" I demanded. I frantically groped along the hard surface behind me, half hoping to find a doorknob. "You've already made me kill for you. What? You expect me to eat godling flesh and go mad with you, too?" He blinked, startled.
"Oh, no. No. You were a godling's lover. I never believed you could be trusted. But your magic need not be lost. I can consume your heart, then wield your power myself."
I froze, my blood turning to ice. Shiny, however, stepped forward in front of me.
"Ori," he said softly, "use your magic to leave this place."
I started out of horror and fumbled for him, finding his shoulder. To my confusion, he was not tense at all, unafraid.
I don't, he ignored my babbling. "You've broken his power before. Open a door back to Sky. I will make certain he doesn't follow."
I could see him, I realized. He had begun to glow, god power rising as he committed himself to protecting me. Date bared his teeth and spread his arms.
"Get out of my way," he snarled.
I blinked, squinted, flinched. He had begun to glow as well, but with a jarring, sickening clash of colors more than I could name. It made my stomach churn to look at him. The colors were bright, though, so bright. He was more powerful than I had ever dreamt. I did not understand why until I blinked and my eyes made that strange, involuntary adjustment that hurt so much. And suddenly I saw Date. Through whatever veil he'd cast around himself with his scrivening skills. And I screamed. Because what stood there, enormous and heaving, rocking on 20 legs and flailing with as many arms, and oh gods, his face was too hideous for me to take without some outlet for my horror. Shiny rounded on me. Do as I say, now. And then he charged forward, blazing, to meet Date's challenge. No, I whispered, shaking my head. I could not take my eyes from the great gabbling thing Date had become. I wanted to deny what I had seen in Date's face. Paithia's gentle smile, Dump's square teeth, Madding's eyes, and many others.